prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3. I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, doctor,
doctor.
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk.
It's all about empowerment. That's what we're going to do. Hey, Magical Engineer Frank and I have a great show. We are going to be talking about, for the first part of the show, antibody technology. Oh, what does that mean? Well, we're going to see. And thanks for joining us here on the American Voice Radio Network. It's all about empowerment. And before we get into that and our quack report, by the way, Frank, our quack report's a bit of a brief thing today. But no, have no fear. We have lots to talk about. So before we get into all that good stuff, we're going to say a big salute and semper fi to righteous men and women in uniform. I'm lifting this nation up in prayer. I'm seeking the Lord's face and hitting the knees. And so today's devotional puts us in 2 Timothy chapter 1. And if we go to verse 6 and 7, it says, we're encouraged here that wherefore I put on the remembrance that we stir up this gift of God, which is in you and me, by putting on, laying on the hands. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Man, do you know how much power the church has just in prayer? He's given us the spirit of power and of love and a sound mind. Not the spirit of fear. The fear part, that comes from Satan. So let us remember that. We have the power, and we have love, and we have the Lord's hand, and he's sitting on his throne, he's in charge. Remember that every day. Encourage one another. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Okay, thanks, Frank. Well, first up and last up in the quack report today, guess what? The trust in science seems to be waning. People are saying, because of this pandemic, people are like looking at science a little differently now. There's a couple of companies making the Regeneron pharmaceutical product, and also Eli Lilly is in the mix there. And we're going to talk about these types of therapeutic drugs in the first part of the show, actually. And there's some testing out there being done on these products. They're trying to reduce the symptoms of viruses, specifically the COVID virus. So they have this emergency use authorization by the Food and Drug Administration to kind of, you know, fast-track this. So we've got politics, you know, kind of in the mix here with the therapeutics, and people are feeling a bit of a distrust in that regard. So it kind of undermines the scientific community rushing a drug to market when it needs to go through, you know, some tests. So science, meanwhile, is definitely looking at the politics side of this as this rollout for, let's say, a vaccine or this therapeutic, if it's allowed to go through the stages to have the professionals test it the way it should be. So we've got politics shaping healthcare, obviously. And also, all this is, you know, shaping the communications. It's a definite challenge with regard to truth. I mean, knowledge, you know, in the end times, people run to and fro, and knowledge will be increased, the Bible says. But doesn't mean it's truth. That's the point. And so we got to be using our discernment and asking the Lord to guide us. And that wraps the quack report. Thank you, Frank. Okay, we're going to be talking about, since you know Regeneron, what President Trump was promoting as a therapeutic that he took while he was being treated for COVID at the Army Hospital. I guess it's Army, isn't it, Army Hospital? Walter Reed. And so we're going to talk about, this is really antibody technology we're talking about with Regeneron and the other types of therapeutics. This is engineering antibodies. So that's what Regeneron is. It's a synthetic antibody. So, and you've heard about the synthetic antibodies, I'm sure. These are new therapies that medicine is dispensing or wanting to. And some of this is new technology, and it's still experimental, really. So President Trump was given synthetic antibodies called Regeneron, And they also call it in the scientific world a antibody cocktail. This is what they're calling it, the cocktail. So these new drugs are designed for viral infections and some other things. But we're going to dive into this area and get an idea where this is going and see what happens here. Let me read you this quote. This is by the U.S. National Library of Medicine Institute of Health, April 2009. They said a century ago, antibodies were regarded as the, quote, magic bullet that would selectively strike disease hotbeds in the human body, end of quote. So medicine set out a long time ago to try to copy the human antibody cell. That's what they're trying to do. Well, let's look at this research. Now, in 1975, some research, they were mentioning research by scientist Paul Urick. Now, in 1908, Dr. Urick sparked the idea of making immune system antibodies through technology. So Urick received the Nobel Prize for this work along with some of his colleagues. And the concept went beyond copying what the immune system does to using the antibodies to reshape immunity. So that's where it is today. So the problem is that science is facing over this for the last 100 years, playing around with this, regarding, you know, this man-made antibody theory, is that, you know, the human body doesn't like them. Well, duh. So our bodies don't like synthetic man-made antibodies. And according to some research, this was in 2009, the researchers were facing insurmountable disadvantages to this type of therapy. So, however, science has made adjustments over the last decade or so, last several decades, and with the help of, or I should say, over the last century, really, they've made some progress. And with the help of genetic engineering and all that technology that's come about, there are about 30 different antibody therapeutics being developed right now. Did you know that, Frank? 30 of them. Just imagine. Man-made antibodies. 30 of them. And you know what? I think if I read this right, some of them actually glow in the dark. Well, I'll take that one, Doc. It's pretty. Matches my nail polish. Well, let's look at this, because science is actually testing a lot of synthetic antibodies for, get this, infectious diseases, of course, but also for cardiovascular disease and infections, because sometimes the heart can get an infection like a virus. Also for autoimmune diseases, and that would kind of make sense for people who don't have an immune system that's working, but you have to ask yourself, why is it not working? What caused it not to work? Well, a lot of times it's science and vaccines causing immune system failure. So the investment field now in this type of science, Frank, is huge. It's over $21 billion expected sales for Regeneron and some of the others just like it. So $21 billion. And the interesting aspect is that more than 85% of the synthetic antibody therapeutics are drugs designed to reshape your antibodies. Like your antibodies aren't good enough. They want to, you know, whip them into shape, make them, you know, into what science thinks they should be. So these are genetically engineered antibodies that contain cytokines. These are proteins as an immune system signaling agent, okay? These tend to influence interferon, interleukin, and growth factors in certain cells, along with other effects on human cells. So these are engineered synthetic antibodies, and they're going to influence all of that. They also have antibody drug conjugates, and these are drugs that tend to target a therapy through certain cells. So, for instance, if they wanted to make a synthetic antibody to, I don't know, attack a cancerous tumor, that's where that would come in. And then they also have in these synthetic antibodies, toxins known as bacterias. Yep. So sometimes they'll launch a bacteria to kill something out there. But, you know, this is all a very, very delicate process. The cells of the human immune system are important, and science describes synthetic antibodies as a delicate process, as the mechanisms of antibody functioning and the interaction with the pathogens of other organisms. It's all very sophisticated. So what medicine has contrived is using bioinformatics as a model and the human immune system cells by breaking down their components or compounds to synthesize those components, okay? And then they program these properties within the antibody cells with genetic cell engineering technology. So this way they can direct the synthetic antibody to attack certain cells, let's say cancer cells or viral cells or any type of pathogenic disease, and then creating a new line of therapeutic medicines with all this, okay? So that's the goal. Let me read you this quote from the U.S. National Library of Medicine Institute Health. They said, thanks to gene engineering, researchers managed to decompose antibodies and compose new constructions. End of quote. New antibody constructions. Now, this is also a quote from Dr. George Yankopoulopoulos. I guess he's Greek. I probably massacred that name. I do apologize. He is president and chief scientific officer of Regeneron, who says Regeneron's antibody cocktail rapidly reduced viral load and associated symptoms in the COVID-19 patients. The greatest treatment benefit was in patients who had not mounted their own effective immune response, and Regeneron could provide a therapeutic substitute for low immune responses. So I was reading that a lot in the research, that Regeneron is really not for everyone. It's just for people that are having trouble defending themselves against this virus. So Regeneron is, you know, kind of still in the human trials. It's in phase one. It hasn't really cleared for sale to the public. Okay, has to go through two more stages of testing, typically. Normally, that's what they do. So the short and long-term side effects are really unknown, and Dr. Yankopoulos states that these synthetic antibodies offer, quote, well-tolerated safety profiles. Okay, well-tolerated. So, you know, that means there's side effects. You know, and of course the research didn't come out and say exactly what those were. So the phase one research did mention, though, a few serious events in four patients, but said there were no deaths. But they really didn't say what the events were. You know, was it respiratory arrest, anaphylactic shock? We don't know. It didn't say. It said serious events, though, in four patients, but no deaths. That concerns me. So the average age of the 275 human trial patients for the Regeneron, the average age was 44 years of age. So here's what James Crowe, he's a virologist at Vanderbilt University, he says people who did well on the cocktail still had low levels of the virus detectable after treatment, which in theory could cause problems. End of quote. You would think there'd be none after, you know, the synthetic antibodies rescued you from the virus. There shouldn't be really any detectable viral strains after that. So you probably wonder, Frank, are you wondering how they're making these antibodies? Do you want to take a stab at it, what they're doing to make them? How are they making them? I know they're synthetic. That means, you know, sort of like a petrochemical thing. Now, it's an infusion. It's not a, you know, pill you swallow. Well, when you read further into the Regeneron synthetic antibody infusion drug, you find that to begin to make the bioengineered antibodies, they have to start somewhere. And that means they need a source. And what they did is they used a process to form genetically humanized mice. The technology uses, you know, genetic sequencing, editing human and mice DNA. And so that is how they did it. Here's a quote from Science, September 30th, 2020. They said, researchers plucked the genes for the antibodies from humans who were infected with COVID-19 and also from mice that were infected with the virus. They then put these mice and human genes into a Chinese hamster ovary cell to bulk up the manufacturing of antibodies, and then those antibodies were then used in the drug for infusion purposes. Well, that just sounds yummy, doesn't it? Ah. Now, Daniel Skovronsky, he's Eli Lilly's chief scientific officer, he says these antibodies will work best in people who can't clear the virus on their own. So, you know, for people that struggle to, you know, defend themselves from the virus, it's not for people that have a good working immune system. Okay? It's not a preventative. Okay? And you got this warp speed, you know, kind of rush it to market thing. So the manufacturers of Regeneron say it's more difficult to make this than it is in, like, say, an antibiotic. It's very expensive to make Regeneron. So the U.S. government has invested $450 million in the Regeneron development to produce 300,000 doses by the end of 2020 through Operation Warp Speed. So Eli Lilly Company says it will be able to produce about 250,000 doses per month. However, the drug maker is kind of skeptical if it can produce the drug fast enough. Here's what Daniel Skovronsky of Eli Lilly says. None of us can make enough antibodies to meet the need. So I say, hey, why don't you just make your own antibodies? So the human immune system needs good health to make antibodies for, you know, our defense against infections, even COVID-19. So when we are low in, let's say, minerals, the immune system uses minerals, or if we have an underlying health issue, this can actually impact the immune system's ability to launch a successful defense. So medical science has already established your zinc is required for the immune system to protect you from COVID-19. What the immune system does is it uses the zinc to produce a protein layer on your cells so the virus can't penetrate the cells and make you sick. So provide your system with some whole food zinc, please. And if you don't know what that is, or if you want to use the highest zinc, the herb with the highest zinc in it, we use astragalus root. That's what we use. So you can call the folks at Apothecary Herbs and ask about their astragalus root professional strength formula. It's a liquid, and you can heighten your immune system defense. They have a toll-free number of 866-229-3663. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663. Local number is 828-469-5972, 828-469-5972. And of course, they do have a website. You can jump on there, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. If you're looking for astragalus root, it's going to be under the immune support area. And they do have a free product catalog that you can request online. You can even download it to your computer if you want. A hard copy can be sent to you in the mail, and it's free. If you're on the website, do sign up for their newsletters that go out each week, American Survival and Health Quest. These will be packed with a lot of information that you will be able to utilize to help protect yourself from things like this, the COVID virus and whatever, and pandemics in general. And you won't be disappointed because it empowers you, because your herbs, your medicinal herbs, are packed full of the vitamins and minerals your body is needing to defend you from infection. So God said herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations, and God can't lie. So you take that to the bank every day, all the time. Chemically, he knows what we need, and the herbs do have chemical profiles that science can't replicate. They can't make drugs out of things like that. So definitely you want to make sure you're getting the minerals, vitamins, amino acids, plant proteins, and a lot of the herbs will be packed full of that. And once the body has that type of nutrition, it's satisfied and you're not hungry. You know, a lot of times we're just overeating because we're not getting enough of the nutrition. So once you get the right nutrition, body is satisfied and it can do its job very, very easily. ThePowerHerbs.com. And give them a call at 866-229-3663. I don't know where this month is going, Frank. I mean, it's half over already this month. Didn't we just start October? It's going to be Christmas until you turn around. We got a full stack of stuff we can talk about. We can go on with more minerals, or we can talk about how we can lower our mortality rate. How about that? Absolutely good stuff. We have lots of information here on studies that will just empower you. Science is even empowering us when they write a lot of this stuff, and I just like, whoa, this supports the natural area so well. And of course you're not hearing that on mainstream. So I always think there's always several ways to deal with things, and I like the less evasive way, the nutritional way, the less expensive way, the gentler way for the system. And this is where your medicinal herbs come in, okay? Now, your medicinal herbs that are bitter tend to be more powerful. So don't shrink back from the bitter alkaloid-type herbs, because they are super, super powerful for your system to use. And they're so powerful, that's why they're bitter, so you just use a little bit. So God knew that. So he didn't make it taste like a strawberry. You'd take too much. ThePowerHerbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. That's right. So if you want to know where to get your professional grade, not sold in stores, what practitioners would sell you product, that's ThePowerHerbs.com. And if you want to be educated on the herbs as you use them, that's ThePowerHerbs.com. That's the folks at Apothecary Herbs. That's them. And money-back guarantee, and you give them a call, email them, and get empowered. That's what it's about. I can see by the clock we're going to take a break, but when we come back, more empowering news right after this.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balanced chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula. 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs. 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' Emotional Stress Formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Our prescription for good health? Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson. No insurance card required.
$22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money-back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. Thank you, Frank. And we're back here on Herb Talk. Oh, my goodness. It's amazing how time flies, Frank. I know they're only up there on the archive a week, but I'm a busy woman. I got too many hats to wear. I do apologize if I didn't get it in time. Frank's giving me a hard time about my archive. Or his archive. I'm sorry, Frank. I'm only human. One herbalist at a time. All right, we're going to talk about how we can lower our mortality rate. Always a good thing because, you know, a lot of recent research has been published. Going back to 2017 and to present, we have a lot in the Journal of Public Science, the POLOS articles, Journal of the Public Library of Science, and lots of reasons why you know, we need to change our lifestyles, because following the advice of modern medicine, our mortality rates are taking a dive. Three straight years, and the mortality rate's not improved. So, actually, we're losing. We got more people dying than being born. That's a problem. So, significant study now is proving that, guess what? God knows what's good for us and has provided that nutrition to heal and sustain our bodies, right? So we're going to look at some of these wonderful plants that even journal articles have been shouting about. So we're going to take a look at these amazing herbs God has made for us. A little bit of chili pepper history, spicy history here. I don't know if you like things hot and spicy. Do you, Frank? I know you like garlic, but do you like the hot stuff? Man, I love the hot stuff. Oh, if you get a head cold, that's exactly what you want. But chili peppers have been kind of around for thousands of years, from the time they were written about anyway, often used in a lot of culinary dishes to improve taste of foods. So before there was refrigeration, I used a lot of spicy types of foods that would be to, you know, add to mask the unpleasant taste of maybe some food that has expired a bit. So science has actually been studying spices, and also in ancient times, they were using not only the spices to preserve foods like meats, but also as a dual purpose of medicines. A lot of ancient writings from Hippocrates and Galen have also used a lot of herbs And they listed all their benefits. And now science is actually studying a lot of spices to see if they can contain maybe some bioactive compounds that they could be used to make some sort of drug with. And they also want to see, you know, especially in the chili peppers, what is in the chili pepper compound that releases, has the body release fluid. So if you noticed, if you have something hot and spicy, your nose may run. So obviously it moves fluids in the body. It moves blood. Hot and spicy things move blood, moves mucus. So they want to know what it is in God's chili pepper that has that action to move out blockages, to move, remove mucus, to inhibit fungus, to inhibit bacterial growth. Yeah, chili peppers do that. So medical science has actually documented the chili pepper to offer protection against these diseases. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, various cardiovascular disease, and obesity. So science has not really discovered everything there is to say about the chili peppers, but they do contain antioxidants, they say, which actually reduces inflammation in the body. So, of course, you know, our ancient texts have shown us they often paired chili peppers with ginger for anti-inflammatory action, also to help with severe painful conditions. So a lot of the ancients, you know, if you had arthritis, you got chili pepper and ginger. That's what you got. A lot of China research, too. The Asians are big fans of spices and herbs, and according to a lot of what they're writing about, chili peppers offer protection from cancer. They also showed that there's this protection from a condition like heart disease and respiratory diseases when you eat chili peppers. So they said the secret to using all these spices is to incorporate them early into your lifestyle before an illness would develop. So you'd have greater resistance to those diseases. Now, of course, you know, some cultures will consume more herbs and spices than some others. So cultural studies are proving that a significant amount of herbs need to be constantly used for the prevention of a lot of diseases. So it has to be, you know, lifestyle. Your herbs have to be part of your lifestyle. Now, there also was another study. It's been this little scientific evidence here. In the last 100 years, they've been promoting some life-saving benefits of the chili peppers. Some studies involved with a collaborative work ethic with the National Health and Nutritional Examination Survey. A lot of information collected there. They took some information from U.S. adults ranging from 1988 to 1994. And this information they also collected from the National Death Index. Okay, so they assessed all this info, and the question they were asking was if the consumption of chili peppers lowered the risk of mortality. So what they concluded was that those who did consume chili peppers lowered their mortality risk by 12 to 13% over those who did not consume the peppers. According to this study, of those who did consume more chili peppers while they were young, did much better later on. So, again, lifestyle. So they also said that white people and Mexican-American males, so white males and Mexican-American males, people that were married, and they were married, and if they did consume alcohol and if they did smoke, but they ate more vegetables with their meat, they also lowered their bad cholesterol, their HDL. We're also tend to be in the low education education economic bracket. So apparently, you know, folks like that are utilizing some spices if they can't afford, you know, prescription drugs for all kinds of diseases, so they're using preventions. So according to the research, the segment of the American public who eats more chili peppers has a 13% lower hazard of death just eating chili peppers compared to those who don't eat them. The research did confirm other research on different populations. All this got published in the British Medical Journal, August 2015, and the title of the article was Consumption of Spicy Foods and a Total Cause of Specific Mortality. So I guess the message that they're promoting by this research is people have the power to live longer based on their lifestyle. And the lifestyle includes, obviously, and the medicine they're seeking. So a healthy lifestyle can be undermined by a lot of toxic medicines. Keep that in mind. There are obvious metabolic stimulations, in chili peppers. They stimulate actions in the body, and they also inhibit the effects of things that we don't want, like obesity, diabetes, and other diseases. So the beauty of this natural medicine using chili peppers is you don't need modern medicine's permission to use it. You don't need a prescription. You don't need a copay. You don't need insurance. You don't need, you know, the Affordable Care Act. You don't need anything. You don't need expensive tests. You don't need pills. You don't need side effects. So this is yet another bit of scientific evidence that God did not expect us to need pharmaceutical industry to be healthy. Now let's talk about the Vermont study. This is University of Vermont, Lerner College of Medicine, again, regarding your chili peppers. And mortality confirmed that when you're eating more peppers, you lower your mortality. So this is a quote from the journal article. They said, because our study adds to the generalized ability of previous findings, chili peppers or even spicy food consumed may become a dietary recommendation and or fuel for further research in the form of clinical trials. Let's look at some other benefits your chilies can offer you. They can also help protect you in the digestive area if you tend to have issues with ulcers, chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, constipation, other digestive disorders. While the peppers are a help and not a hindrance to other medicinal herbs, actually, if you're taking other medicinal herbs for digestive purposes, the chili peppers actually will take those medicinal properties of those other herbs around the system faster. So chili peppers are considered a great catalyst herb. So the peppers improve circulation and act as a transport for the other medicinal herb around your system. So all the benefits from those herbs get around faster. So peppers will assist the body in assimilating nutrients and enhance your digestion of all the other foods you're eating. So the ancient civilizations of the world had access to chili peppers, like people in Mexico, South America, Africa, West Indies, and even people in Europe. And they used the peppers for a variety of conditions, and it was listed in ancient texts. Of course, we mentioned arthritis. They used it for arthritis. They used it for female reproduction disorders, infections, heart problems, as a laxative, as a diuretic, ulcer aid, thyroid medication, to purge toxins, as a respiratory aid for disorders of the sinus area, overall tonic, they use it as an overall tonic, athletic stimulant, used to get the circulation going, and also as a wound treatment. Absolutely great. It stops bleeding and cleanses the wound and reduces scarring. That's what your chili cayennes will do. So I think that's really amazing that they use this in a very generalized way to assist them with many, many things. So you probably wonder, well, how do the chili peppers accomplish all that? Well, the component in chili peppers and most of your hot peppers that it contains, they have this antibacterial oil in them and other alkaloids. So it kills bacterial infections, and if you got ulcers, there you go. Also, it's a counter irritant on your mucous membranes. Okay. It numbs nerve endings of pain. So let's say you cut yourself, and you put a little cayenne pepper in the cut. You're probably saying, "Well, it'll burn," but just for a moment, because it numbs the nerve endings, so you don't feel it. It has a diaphoretic action. In other words, it removes toxins through sweat glands and through your kidneys, through your urine. So it's a great toxin removal aid. It's also an antispasmodic, so it helps remove tension. It also has a dilation capability of the capillaries. It also has high amounts of your chili peppers have high amounts of vitamin A, vitamin B, and C, which heal epithelial cells of the mucous membrane, so it helps your wounds to heal quickly. And it also has high zinc for immune system support. Ta-da! So, but if you don't like hot stuff, you get your astragalus root. It has high zinc as well, not hot. Well, let's look at the trade routes, because the trade routes of the ancient world kind of flush with herbs and spices. You know, it was the main thing really being transported. So in the ancient world, if you had cargo like that, it was very precious and very expensive. So according to the Smithsonian Institute, the cultivation and trade of chili peppers goes back thousands of years in an era where the world called the Americas, kind of just being brand new. They claim that a lot of research went into this, and they have analyzed a lot of grains, the starch in grains, in order to, you know, trace the history of the cultivation of the chili pepper in America. So it predates the invention of pottery, they said. So their findings were published in the February 2007 issue of Science, and the Smithsonian is stating that when European settlers arrived in America and the chili pepper was abundant, so if you are, you know, into archaeology, for instance, the Smithsonian holds the largest collection of microscopic plant remains. And according to them, when you sort plant remains at a dig site, you can actually get a timeline of the past. And this is how they discovered that the chili peppers were traded like currency as it traveled the world. So, well, yeah, it had a lot of benefits. It was a food preservative and it was a medicine. It had dual purpose. So they could also distinguish the difference between the wild and the cultivated peppers due to the starch signature in them. So they also said that you would also find cultivated with the chili peppers, a lot of times they would also grow corn. So if they're growing chili peppers, they're also growing corn. And this offered an ancient pattern of food farming practice as well. So the oldest site they excavated that revealed chili peppers was in Ecuador. And as in other sites in the ancient world, they also cultivated, along with the corn and the chili peppers, they also grew arrowroot, laran, which is the tightest sweet corn, yucca, squash, beans, palm fruit, and yams. So, yeah. But, you know, there's a lot of people like really hot stuff, you know. There's a company down, Frank, there's a company down in Georgia called Mohada. They make hot sauces. You know, I'm talking where you need, you know, a fire extinguisher kind of thing. Very, very hot stuff. Now, for those who really like hot, spicy foods and chili peppers, well, they love it. They love the chili peppers. And according to researchers at the Pennsylvania State University, people with outgoing personalities, they say, gravitate to hot spices. Which, you know, according to the Pew Research Center, that's about 24% of the U.S. population. So if you like peppers, you're more outgoing. I don't know. I guess that's something to look at, you know, when you're out having a meal with somebody. They shake it on the hot sauce. Just see if they're outgoing. Well, and I often get a lot of calls from people that, you know, are comparing a lot of herbal formulas on the market, different brands. One brand in particular that the product that the people are using are called Heart Drops. Have you heard about this, Heart Drops? So when they try the heart formula that they make at Apothecary Herbs, it's their own line, of formulas, but it's for cardiovascular. So when they tried the heart cholesterol blood pressure formula that the folks at Apothecary Herbs make, they see a huge difference because of the professional strength and the type of cayenne used in that formula to move blood and to balance blood pressure, see. So you're going to find habanero peppers in a lot of the formulas at Apothecary Herbs because it has a higher Scoville heat unit and it offers a greater power in the formula. So most people can tolerate it, especially if they want to put their dose in, like, tomato juice or fruit juice. The enzymes in fruits or tomatoes can cool the hot taste in the mouth without diminishing the power of the formula. So if you're very sensitive, a lot of people can get some empty veggie caps, and they can make their own gel cap and not even taste it at all. So lots of ways to get around that. But formulas that contain a lot of hot peppers that you're going to find at thepowerherbs.com, the folks at Apothecary Herbs make, well, of course, they're a heart formula. They have a circulation formula as well. They have a lot of heart formulas in the heart attack pack. They have a sinus formula called Echinacea Deluxe. They have the brain concentrate with biloba, ginkgo biloba, which we just did a show recently, Frank, on science says ginkgo biloba can protect you from dementia. Also, there's some cayenne in the bowel cleanse formula A, and that's to tone the bowel muscle, to strengthen the nerve endings of the bowel to move so you're going, you're moving every day. Their skin poultice has a little smidgen of it, as well as their herbal eyewash and liquid stitches if you want to heal and not have a scar. They do have some cayenne formulas in their pandemic kit, their power herb kit, and their snake bite kit. So really, cayenne is very prevalent because of the power it provides, the healing power it provides. So don't shrink back from the cayenne. It will empower the system to overcome a lot of things quickly. So if you're interested in getting a free catalog from the folks at Apothecary Herbs, give them a call. Their toll-free number is 866-229-3663, and of course the web address is thepowerherbs.com. All right, so we got a few minutes, so we're going to be talking about some things that will help us to be healthier. You know, there's a lot of things we could do to heal ourselves. We don't have to rely on prescription drugs and medical tests. You know, those sometimes are warranted. Trauma care, obviously. So, but for everyday things, you may have a solution to your problems just right there in your lifestyle in your kitchen. So, this is a time that's very important for us to do more for ourselves, not be as reliant. And when we're more reliant on ourselves, we're more independent. So right now, every person out there, if they understood the power they have in medicinal herbs to heal themselves, they would be astonished. So one way to take back the power is through a dietary change, your lifestyle. So when you put food in the body, it has a significant effect. So everything we put in the body matters. And as I've mentioned many times, scientific medicine has published a study where if you go from a not-so-great diet to a healthy one, in 6 days it changes your DNA. That's how powerful food is. So if everyday foods are that powerful, imagine what medicinal herbs can do for you. So make some changes, because if you don't make changes, you're not going to have anything to improve. So if you want to sit and wait for the government to come up with a drug that does what cayenne or garlic or any of these herbs do, well, you can be waiting a while. So so if you've decided, you know, hey, I'm going to take this bull by the horns and I'm going to try to control my health the best I can. So let's talk about some diet, and let's go to the animal meat section. So if you're more selective about your meats, if you do eat animal meats, you want to eat organic, grass-fed, wild range type of animal foods, no hormones, no growth hormones, no antibiotics and that kind of thing. Because God didn't design animals to be fed and to be raised like that. And it affects the meat outcome. Okay? So the animal feed also that they use could have carcinogen in it. They could have diethyl sorbitol, which is DES. So if you're eating foods that have ingested those type of components, it's in the meat. So you want to go organic, and more important than ever to do that. Wild-caught fish may be the better way if you can get it from water that's not contaminated with radioactive components. Otherwise, you might want to do farm-raised fish, and then you maybe want to be selective there. You want to get chickens that have no hormones or antibiotics in them, free-roaming chickens, and chickens that produce eggs that are free-roaming. The eggs just taste differently and taste better, and so does the chicken meat. Wild game is an option for those who like venison, duck. They're going to contain more natural potassium to counter the harmful acids to improve your pH in the system. I'm not a big fan of gamey foods. Are you, Frank? I think if you marinate or you cook them with onion, they don't taste as gamey. So lean meats is an option for you, too. But, you know, getting foods with lots of potassium are going to be good for your heart. A lot of foods, your meats, your poultry, your fish, legumes, vegetables, fruits, whole grains, going to have your potassium in them. And potassium is pretty awesome. And it's also in olives. I love olives. They're wonderful. So it's so necessary because it neutralizes acids. That's what potassium does, and it helps you maintain a proper pH so you're not too acidic and not too alkaline. So if you have heart disease, for instance, and you have low potassium, the Greeks, what they would do is they would eat 12 olives. They would take 12 olives and steep them like a tea, make a potent potassium liquid. And this is supposed to heal the heart. That's what they would do. And also in bananas, obviously, you got the potassium in bananas. They're high in potassium. But they have seeds in them, which may be good or may not be good for your digestive system. So you have some options there. And you also have some medicinal herbs that are going to be high in those minerals as well. Celtic sea salt, which is sun-dried salt, is an option to improve digestion. And it's really one of those basic life elements for your electrolytes to make your cell walls strong, keep you from having edema, and making sure you don't get plaque in your arteries and veins and keep them nice and flexible. So we got away from the basic element of salt, and we've talked about that before too. So God makes a way when there is no way, and a lot of times it's these basic elements that work for us. So don't ignore them. Embrace them. I know I'm out of time, Frank. Call the folks at Apothecary Herbs if you want a free catalog, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.